Thousands of miles from the U.S. southern border, 18 new immigration judges are working their way through the massive backlog of cases in New York City. The number of pending immigration cases has ballooned in recent years after the Trump administration implemented stricter asylum demands. These additions to the bench in New York City, the nation's busiest immigration court, are part of a larger hiring wave across the country.
We hear so much about the border and these tent cities and these migrants coming and all the lawsuits that are taking place right now. But the places where those cases are going to get decided ultimately will be in immigration court, which is this world that a lot of people don't get to see. And these judges have the fate of all of these immigrants in their hands right now.
That's Beth Fertig, senior reporter covering immigration courts and legal affairs for WNYC. And for months, Beth has been sitting in on immigration courts here in New York City to see how proceedings are changing under the Trump administration with the backlog.
The judges now have quotas. They have to complete 700 cases a year in order to get a good rating. When they're first hired, they're on probation for their first 2 years. So I wanted to look at the new judges in particular to see how they're managing the pressure. They don't talk. They're not allowed to talk to the press. And so I observed them in open cases and a few asylum trials when I was allowed by the immigrants and their attorneys to watch to see how they're managing it. And also, New York City is the busiest single immigration court in the country. The one at Federal Plaza has a backlog of over 100,000 cases. And it's just amazing to see the number of people being processed in that building every day and what they're going through.
Now, part of this is because there were about 200 nationally, right? 200 new judges appointed nationally. How many in New York?
So there's been a move to hire more judges since President Trump took office because of the backlog that you're seeing, which has intensified partly because of some policies of his administration, partly because of the shutdown, partly because more immigrants continue to come, and there's never been enough judges to handle it. So he has added more judges, about 200 more, as you said, but there's still just 435 nationally. There were a bunch of retirements along with new positions, so it's not been a net gain of 200 exactly. The judges' union says they would need hundreds more to manage the backlog. It's a really demanding job. If you're doing asylum trials, some of these judges do 3 or 4 asylum trials a day, which take hours. And if you're just seeing the type of procedural cases where people come and they plea, mostly it's the judges seeing them for 5 minutes and scheduling their trials, that can be 50 to 100 in a single morning that a judge will see. And then they're planning their trials years in advance because of this backlog. And in some cases in New York, people are getting their trials scheduled in 2023. But yet there's this priority from the administration to see the families who came recently first. So they get trials within a year of crossing the border. And I was seeing people who came last summer getting trials in March, April, May, and people who have been waiting years get bumped to make room for them.
You've spent months in immigration court, specifically here in New York City. What were some of the things that you noticed, particularly among some of the newer judges on the bench?
Well, what I found most moved me was seeing that these are very new judges in some cases who just started last fall, and they have to see, you know, 50 to 100 people in a given morning. And you'll see women with children, babies on their laps, kids crying in the hallway because these courtrooms are so crowded, the immigrants wait in the hallways. Some of them have lawyers, some are coming by themselves, and the judges just go through them 5 minutes at a time to see if they have their paperwork, to set the trial date. And you see that some of these new judges have been given the family cases because they have more room on their dockets. They're new and they're less busy. And so a lot of the family cases from Central America that came last fall are being assigned to the new judges. A judge one morning who got a family case that was scheduled to have a trial in May. This family came last summer. They're from Honduras. And the judge said, I've got to get this done fast. I want this done in March now instead of May. And the attorney said, I'm sorry, judge. It would be a violation of due process if I have to do this any faster. And the judge said, okay, I'll keep your old date. But you see that the judges are under tremendous pressure to schedule these cases faster than others while also dealing with all the other cases. It's a lot of pressure for them to handle.
The Justice Department established these new goals for immigration judges, but what does that do to the judge's authority?
Technically speaking, the judges are independent. They work for the Justice Department, but their boss is the Attorney General, and you can't get away from that. So when the Attorney General and the Justice Department said last fall, hey, we want you to complete 700 cases a year or you're not going to get a good rating, that puts a lot of pressure on them. And the judges union has been very vocal about this, saying that they feel like this is sacrificing due process for expediency. The Justice Department has said, no, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, you should be able to do both. But they say in their experience, it's just really hard when you know the government is watching your numbers. And they even have these little dashboard screens on their computers that show in red, yellow, and green if they're meeting their target, meaning green, or near it in yellow, or not meeting their target in red. And you see that if you're a judge on your computer every morning, these little round dashboards. And that's a daunting thing for a judge.
Beth Vertig is a senior reporter covering immigration, courts, and legal affairs for WNYC. Beth, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.